boy Stephen Dude,
I'm
gonna
fucked up.
Where you at with it, man?
I'm looking about to eat.
Damn.
For
a
dad.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, bro,
another hatch wearing out.
Last night you put your mouth on the rig and then saw it.
All right, man. First day, here we come.
She's
about to start this up right now. First day, here we come. Get it?
I know, and look,
he
threw
it.
He threw up. Did he
relax? No, he didn't.
Oh,
damn,
he
threw up.
I know, I
would have
threw up.
It's
a little throw up.
Can you hear what I was
stop.
Saying in his.
Bro, Lulu, off
then. She's doing too much.
All right. How was that? Delicious? All I want to know is who's next?
Who's next? Who's next?
Who's next? Naya?
Am I talking?
No, you're next on
the
dad.
Damn, girl. I'm the Riggertons. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Isn't
that enough, bro? This is lit.
Yeah.
Let's get lit.
Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, baby. Smith family, man. Here visiting my fucking nephew, Steven.
Yeah.
Kicking it with the whole fan band.
Sons
and nephews and friends. I found Dickwood today. I don't know if you guys know.
Explain that. What's Dickwood?
A log that looks like a cock. I'm gonna make a knife out of it.
I heard it has a nice gripping.
Don't delete it.
What's the topic today here, Steve-O? Cougars, funny story. We found a fucking cougar on the side of the river earlier. My lady just showed up. It's like double cougar day.
Damn.
My girlfriend just came in. It's like double cougar day. One on the river, one in the car.
What are we talking about here?
Edibles.
I'm like,
and I get up there and I'm mowing down it and like fourth one in, dude. I'm like, fuck, this shit's hot. It's chocolate, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, what the fuck, dude? And so I look at the bag, dude, it has ghost peppers in it. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Ghost pepper edibles? What the fuck's that gotta do with a cougar in the mountains?
They were called Dragon Balls, right?
Uh-huh.
Dude, no. So, like, fourth one in, I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't think I can finish this.
Yeah, right?
And then I fall asleep, right? I fall asleep. And we brought meat to cook.
That was
enough
small.
To cook it, so we cooked on a rock. I had my bean knife with me though.
Yeah.
I'm out. And I hear my buddy go, is that a fucking killer? I'm like, fuck no, dude. I wake up and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, where the fuck's my fucking knife? you know?
You're like, I peed a little bit.
And then my bro said, right there, dude. I grabbed my knife. And the three of us, we're all looking in one direction. And then we hear a fucking scream.
We're talking cougar?
Yeah, dude. It's dark out. Middle of the night. I'm like, fuck, dude. And then it's silent. And we're all, for like 30 seconds, just looking in one direction, silence. And I started thinking, I'm doing this, dude.
That's crazy. My cougar hasn't screamed for me in a minute. It's hard to make the cougar scream. Jesus Christ, you're good, bro. You're good.
And I was asleep next to a fire.
What?
Cowboy style.
Number boots and shorts.
Cowboy.
Boots, shorts, and a t-shirt.
Oh, fucking A.
Camping gear.
Mountaineering.
Extreme fucking mountaineering. You got a rag, dude?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'll get a rag. Hold on. Keep going.
What the fuck am I supposed to talk about now? Anybody? Does anybody have anything to say in here?
Bro,
Big Wood!
You don't have to speak.
Big Wood! Does anyone know about the Big Wood?
Yeah, I do.
What?
You just got bitch slapped.
My daughter just fucking hit me. Ty, come here. What do you got to say?
Tyler.
Scream. Tyler, come here. What do you got to say inside of this thing right here? What do you want to talk about?
Speak nicely.
Dinosaurs.
You want to talk about anything?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
No.
T-Rex.
Why is T-Rex your favorite?
Because
it
watched.
Oh, shit.
Dang. Oh, shit. T-Rex.
It's gonna get me. It's
gonna get me. Hey, what did I say, Ty? Say, what did I say? What did I say?
You said hick.
You said what?
I said T-Rex.
Crazy.
Let's
talk about,
Hey, you still get the next dab.
I am.
Right on. Good job. Hey, you gotta exercise them lungs, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I just gotta say I love the spot out here, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, this shit's super chill. Love the mountains, man. I'll never get to see this shit up in Northern Washington. This shit is beautiful, man. You got a creek on one side, a river on the other side. I legitimately seen a fucking cougar for the first time in a while.
A while ago.
That shit was crazy. That's fucking what's up. I'm so tired of the fucking city life, man. I just want to say I appreciate you inviting me and the fam out here, man. Having this done,
bro. You are fam.
I love you, man. We are fam, yeah.
For real. How long are you
going to be 7 years old?
Same
birthday as your son.
Got the same birthday as my son, man.
Dude, right? That's crazy, dude.
What are the odds,
man? Hey, what are the odds in that shit, bro? You just became neighbors.
I don't know. That sounds like a big party to me.
Steven.
Dude, right?
We got Dippy Drew in the house, man. He really is saying that he's sitting on the fucking sideline.
Dippy Drew? What are you doing, dude?
He's about to spit some. He gonna drop his new hot shit.
Hey, hold on.
He got some hot shit out.
Can you spit some shit?
Yes.
So if you have a beef, you can spit some shit.
Yep. He's like white Jesus.
He's like, don't tempt me, motherfucker.
He'll talk your bitch out her panties in a second. He's like white Jesus, bro.
Hey, you ain't tell your bitch. Tell your bitch to get a maxi pad on, cause it's about to get wet.
That sounds moist.
Like a moist water.
I don't like the fucking word moist. Moist is so.
But put, you gotta put to moist yeah.
Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah. This is delicious to me. Except for bread. We're talking about bread. Wet bread is
nothing.
Are you gonna come get on this?
Come on.
But is it safe? Hey, just put this in the
podcast.
Let's go. You gotta do something, man. What the fuck? What do we got over here? Look at fucking.
Look at them.
Hey, you got Carol Baskin.
Hey, I'll be
your
Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Baskin. Baskin. Baskin.
Baskin.
We got fucking.
She looks like she's blind. She's got her fucking
child.
Don't
that
be
was
shocked.
The cougar I was talking
Carol.
About.
Carol,
Carol,
you're older than me. Carol,
all the conversation
I'm doing. I fucks with it.
I fucks with it.
We can fucks with each other.
I fucks.
We can fucks together.
Fox.
And we shall fucks
with each other. With everybody. Everyone's
everybody. Except for the children. The children have their own tent.
They gotta go.
I'm out of it.
Sammy J. Loon in the house.
Come on.
Just check.
They call it, they just call it Loon.
Can you get on that mic? In high school. Get on this mic.
Right. Come on. Right. Come on.
I'm
going to
get it.
Hey,
Brent.
She's definitely...
Hey, now that we're on the spot.
Hey, they're about to get on the podcast.
Mine. Yeah. She's a little crazy. But really cool.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, we got a little chest.
What do you gotta say?
Big night.
Are you guys
about to
rap? Forking
my man.
Some freestyle.
What?
Come on.
I'm forking my man. Forking my man.
Hold on. Someone needs to drop a beat.
No, I need you to pause for me real quick. I don't think they're rapping.
Oh, what are they doing?
Wow, you don't need to do
that. Carol Baskin. Jess, you look like a show host right now. She's like,
don't be scared.
Have a conversation. Talk to him. Oh, hey.
Talk to him.
Hey.
Have a conversation.
Who has the next job?
Oh, man.
I just took it.
I'll take another. Dude, I'll take another. Fuck
it. Oh, yeah.
I'll do it.
Taps. Count me in. Done, son. Count you in, too.
All right. Can I hear that?
I'm in.
Yep.
Slide the sheet this way.
Hold on a second. We need
I need another one.
Here, bring a nice daddy on there.
Did you see your album?
Just a dad.
Todd Jose, it's the same thing, except one's white.
You sound like a Todd and a Chad.
I mean,
hey, speaking of Chad, remember the first time we met?
You probably don't. It was in the bar.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also got the shades.
Yeah. Right? You remember he had the
Chad?
They were faded.
You remember that?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, he does that all the time. Chatter or talk.
That's how we met, bro.
Really?
And then we add each other.
Dude, I do not remember this.
Yeah,
where was it at?
It was, what bar did we go to in Linwood?
It was in Linwood Mill Creek. Is that the
Mill Creek.
Yeah, we went to the...
I brought it with me.
Burst?
No, not Burst. It was the one with the crap.
Huh?
The one we do the crab.
Cute,
not cute.
Oh, fucking, 13.
No.
Thrasher's Corner.
Thrasher's Corner, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
I can't believe you don't remember that because you literally bought me a ride home.
I did that shit.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
shit.
Mountain man.
I was like, my wife's pregnant at home, and you're like, oh, dude, I got you. I'll send you home.
That's how I roll.
Dude, I didn't even notice your dog sitting on the corner.
You said it, bro.
They were feeling all over this man, Steven.
Dude, where you were grabbing my hand.
You were touching him in the chin.
I do that shit too. I'm like, I'll totally bite you right home. Your wife's gotta go. Shut the front door.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and that's when I messaged you.
No, bro. That's
I thought I was totally random off fucking Instagram.
No,
dude.
Nope.
That's when I came here. He was like, hey, my bro knows you. I was like,
What
are you talking about? I was like, I'm supposed to scout this mountain with the, this dude that I met on Instagram. He's like, I'm going to climb this fucking mountain this year.
He was looking at you like you were a superstar. He was like, that's the goat man. He's like, that's the goat dude, bro. That's the fucking goat
dude. I'm going to scout this mountain with some random dude. He's like, that's... That's me right there. I was like, wait, what? Shut the front door.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm tripping off that.
But dude, we were supposed to go, right?
Yeah.
No, it's still gonna happen.
You said it's a rock.
No, August. End of August, September. That's when we have to go. That's the only time we can go.
Right there.
It's gonna be end of mid-September.
Yeah.
End of August. Yeah.
You knew it the whole time.
I just saw it.
Time we can't go.
Really?
Same with
you. I found it.
Yeah, no, I've been researching.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do three fingers every year, so it's like three fingers and white horse are.
You can take three
fingers.
Fingers
higher than white horse.
That's fucking.
So you can't climb. You can't climb.
So you're
three kind
of looking down at white horse, then?
A little bit.
But
like,
it's hard
maybe
to
like 400 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe 400 feet. I don't know the elevation on top of white horse, but.
What's the distance between them?
They're close. You can see them right there?
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy though is
Well, we're talking about hiking.
Yeah, you're not ready for that one yet. So to climb Three Fingers, which is right fucking there, you have to start off in
three
Granite Falls.
Three badass fingers, I believe.
You have to go in Granite Falls, start in Green Mountain.
He said three like lesbian hung fingers, bro.
The trail starts in Green Mountain on Granite
Hot
Falls.
Hot dog fingers.
And you have to climb three mountains to get to Three Fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of like a journey.
It's 32 miles round trip.
You gotta be big time to take Three Fingers,
bro.
I
bet you see some shit, huh?
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of stuff. I see this little...
If you're taking Three Fingers right away, you're a pro.
Is it raining?
Oh, that's the water.
Oh, I thought I just liked it.
That's a river.
I thought I just liked it.
Dirty bastard.
But no, Pew. You haven't done Pew yet?
No.
Sam.
Shut the front door,
Have you done Sock?
Factor.
No, it's Sock's a kid's hype.
It is. He's like, do you even sock, bro? He's like,
no, but you're right.
It is a good sign. But as soon as you get a daring kid, you go on to Mount Loop.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one of the trails over at Mount Pew.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge gain.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the gain?
The gain?
Yeah.
The gain is 6,000 feet.
Holy
you
shit.
You climb 6,000 feet in five
and a
half miles.
In
a
stretch of how many miles? Five?
5.5 miles. But you don't start gaining until you hit that 5 mile.
Yeah. So the last half
so,
mile.
So actually, you know what?
Oh, that's gain.
It's 6.2 miles.
That's
so
shit.
You don't get the gain until you hit the 5 mile.
So
as soon as you hit the 5 mile, you got to go up a gorge, which is straight switchbacks all the way freaking up.
Yeah.
And then you got to go all the way up, across the freaking another mountain. You have to hike this ridge line. Which is the one of the sickest ridge lines that I've been on so far. And then you go all the way up to Mount Pew. Mount Pew is 7,200 feet, which is, it's a game. 6,000 feet. 6,000. And about a...
It's fucking steep.
That's steep.
You probably gain about 5,000, probably a mile and a half.
Yeah, I'll fucking do that. And I'm going to sit at home and gain weight on my couch, dog.
Oh, you already got
do
it.
Your thing.
Huh?
Don't.
Dude, you lost
weight. I lost like 70 pounds.
Hey, he used to be a big guy.
No, you look good. He said he used to be a big guy.
Bro, I'm still a big guy.
He's still a big guy.
I'm like sexy big.
Hey,
big sexy.
Yeah, well, thank
you. Big sexy.
No. This is shitty right here. This is shitty right here.
Shitty. Hey. You don't climb though. Wait, he's gonna do.
Somebody smells the scent of some dog shit.
Just say, you know, like, hey, you smell something?
Hey, that shit smells real.
I smell it too. I smell it.
That's darn
funny.
Seven, good?
Hey, you smell
that
dog shit?
Yeah, I smell dog shit. I don't smell like dog shit, huh?
You smell like dog shit, huh?
I smell good. You want to cut? You want to cuddle later, bro? I smell good, bro.
You gonna want to cuddle later?
Yeah, you got the fucking blood of Virginia.
I'm warm out here. I'm the warmest motherfucker out here.
There's no snow outside. There's no snow outside.
We sleeping in? We sleeping out here in the mountains? One of y'all motherfuckers is gonna cuddle?
There's no snow outside. You gotta get your tackle.
What'd you say about my tackle?
Huh? No, we're over on the tackle. That one's a little agile. We gotta watch him. I'm gonna grab you by your hair, though.
What? Talk some shit back. What do you guys say about that, Zaire? You gonna let me grab by your fucking hair?
No, he's not.
I'm joking.
He's not.
I would never grab your hair.
Yeah, I thought about shooting a gun today.
I would never grab your hair.
Are you a Todd or a Jose? Same thing.
Same thing. I'm out. That's a bad. Fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, you're out.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Hey, where's my
dad? Yeah, that's all you guys. Fucking stoners.
That's what you okay, I'm gonna switch it because I'm gonna go down
the fire.
I know you
don't. But you don't have to.
This year,
huh?
Anthony,
right? Yeah. I'm down for fine.
Hey, Anthony, you want to give me a dad ready? Hey, Anthony, you want to give me a dad ready?
Yes,
he did.
Wait. You know, he's stuck on the dog's butt. The dog's really furry.
That's what made me think that.
But I do have a dad ring.
Pomeranian, so it's
going to
be little.
Yeah,
that's a 2-in-1.
I have a dad ring.
I know, you didn't even know that, did you?
Yeah.
You gotta clean that motherfucker out, though, bro. That thing is terrible.
Well, no.
It's not that bad.
Champ. 10. I'm dirty.
Press it forward so you don't lose
all
the fucking. Seven. Oh, really that in. Six. We're pretty sure it's a fucking. It's working.
Three.
On top of the
other nail. I mean, you know what I need
that
for. A nail?
Oh, it's right there.
What
yeah,
he's got a fucking Viking, dog. He's a fucking Viking.
He looks like a fucking Viking. That red ass fucking beard, that beard, bro.
You can be a fucking Viking.
Hey, he looks
Viking
like bro.
Yeah.
Viking.
Yeah.
He looks quarantined like a motherfucker, bro.
That pull-up bar is putting him right. Hey, getting him right.
Oh, wait,
dude. Let's do pull-up challenge.
You'll beat me right now. I just had surgery on my shoulder.
Like,
what?
Yeah, he tore his labrum.
Labrum, so.
If I jump
on this
wall.
I'm good, though. I can hit a couple, but you're good. You'll leave me in the pull-up challenge. I'm just now starting to get, like push-ups.
I'll do it with you.
As a flow, you know, being like...
Oh, yeah.
Push-ups?
I'm just now able to do, like, a good, like... I could do, like, 40, 50 straight.
Yeah, there you go. That'll
I can do them.
Hey, yep. Yeah, he's
I
can
do like 20.
How old is he?
12.
Damn.
12 breed.
12 years old, did 12 pull-ups.
Different breed.
15. He's 15. Like, I'll give him 15.
Hey, you remember that. Ones. Don't you remember?
I can't even do one, bro. Like I said, I'm a big guy.
What's your bicep and shoulder?
That's all
you
do.
Hey, is that what the chairs Air Force teaming? That's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You can't kick off the chair, bro.
No, he's going off the chair. I didn't.
You can't if you're me, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. He's like, hey, he's like my house, my rules,
house
motherfucker.
Rules, bitch.
That's right, motherfucker.
I do what I want. I do what I want.
Oh.
Look at, you just did the whole thing. Wide, regular, and okay. So yes, sir.
So I get it, bro. It looks like you did 20, but you did like 6, because you got off the chair.
Shut up.
He's not. He's just letting his feet. He's cheating.
Off of it.
Yeah.
God damn. And that's after fucking 3 dabs, hey. Bro.
Right. Dead ass.
You fucking A.
Hey, you look like a fucking dad.
I look like a dad.
You look like a dad, dude.
What? I'm gonna be a daddy.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got it going.
Did your dog actually smell dog poop? No. From that fur, bro. There's probably two on that fur.
I'm telling you.
Damn. That's smart. She's like, get the fuck off.
Can you give her out in case?
She's like, don't pet me.
Let me give her out in case.
She's like, don't like to pet me. Get the
fuck off. Feels good.
All right, what are we talking about here? What else we got going on here?
She broke it.
Right
here, broke.
What else is going on, man?
I did it. I fall asleep.
This is what's happening.
We gotta get fucking Dippy Drew on here, man. It's
good as hell. Dippy Drew, come on.
Is that your phone? Hold on. Can you plug in the phone? Hey, hold up. Can you put his song on? Can you put his song on the podcast?
Can we get his song
on the podcast? I just want to give everybody a little taste of what he's got here.
I'm saying,
hey, he's pink as shit, but he got flavor, bro. He's hella pink, but he got flavor.
He's hella pink, but he got
flavor. Neo.
He's
hella
pink.
James is hella red.
I am hella red. It's alcohol.
No, it's not.
Or it's just natural. It's my natural red.
It's your pigment.
It's my natural pigment.
Red.
Come on. Hold on, what do we got here? Can you hear it? Can we go on here?
Look at my face.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my face.
Wait, on pause. What is that?
This is Can you plug it in anywhere?
Okay. Yeah. No.
Can you plug it in anything and add it to the podcast in some way?
You cool if we play?
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. I just got it up for copyright.
Yeah.
This is you, bro?
Yeah.
No shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he's scared to show it.
What? Dippy Drew. Dippy Drew on the leg.
Oh, my God.
What was that at the end?
It cuts out eventually at some point.
Here we go. Round two. Is this on YouTube?
No. I don't post anything.
Huh?
I don't post anything.
What? Dude, post this shit.
That's
post it. Who gives a fuck?
They like the first.
Who gives a fuck for anything? They don't know what you do? Just fucking post that shit.
No. Just do it.
Just do it, dude. Fuck it.
That's bad.
Just do it. Fuck it. Just do it and just walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just walk away. Seriously. And watch what happens.
Yeah.
And just do the next one.
What the?
Do the next one. Don't even look at it. Do the next one.
Thanks.
Okay. Seriously.
Look at it.
Sure,
bro.
You.
You have super strength. Yeah.
Is this him too?
Hey, that shit's money, bro.
For real, dude.
Hey, that's crap music, bro. That shit's dancing.
Go on to the next. Post another one.
How you think? He's like, hey, you know what he told me? I'm like, why don't you put your music out? You know what he told me? He goes, because I want to put out a whole album. There's so many people to fuck out. Yeah, yeah, that make millions and millions off one fucking hit.
Do another album.
Do another one. No, he's like, I want a whole. He was like, I want a whole album of hitters, bro.
Because for the album. But here's the thing, dude. Hey, here's the thing. If you focus on one, do it, and then you do it. And right, you focus on the next one.
Literally, you can promote the album.
Boom. Boom. Dude, for real. Just, and then, because all you need to do is put one out at a time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Niggas make one hit singles all the time.
For real, dude.
Look at Milli Vanilli.
That's how,
dude, that's how I've been doing, dude.
Hey, they didn't even sing their own shit.
Just one at a time. I don't even look at the next one. I just keep doing the next. Yeah. I don't even look at the next
one. They just lip sync. They didn't even sing their own shit, bro.
And they still made it.
Well, they made a one hit.
It's a real thing. Yeah, you don't have to sing it. Like, you can lip sync and fucking do this shit, dude. But you got a fucking voice and lyrics, dude. Like, it sounds good, dude.
This shit is
crazy. Bam, 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 bam,
Zaire, Zaire, Zaire,
you
gotta chill, bro.
Oh,
no.
I seen you pick your
song, Zaire.
Hey, how long
have you been going on this
motherfucker,
Steve?
Bro, like, he's
getting
the look.
Half an
hour.
Hey, how long is the podcast usually?
Usually, you know, anywhere from like 5 minutes to two and a half hours.
Yeah, two and a half hours.
That's a big gap.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Right?
And we'd be like,
it depends on like who I'm talking about. Yeah, what I'm talking about, who I'm with.
That's let's go. Who's got a conversation? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about
being shopping. Oh, yeah. I can see where they're listening from, too.
Where? I mean, I'm doing that right now. I'm going to listen right now.
Shout out to somebody.
Anybody?
Let's see. I don't know. The recording might stop if I do that. No. Actually.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, wait for me to come back. Wait for me to come back.
We can end at any moment. That's the thing.
What I'm gonna ask is, what do you guys want to talk about? Let's talk about some either some really funny fucked up shit.
What's some? Hey, you remember that time when we were on that boat, right? We're from the cabin, and we went across, and in the water, hitting the mouth, it was salt water, and it went all over me, right?
That one up.
And we had that fat fucking Irish-looking dude with us, right?
Yeah, it was his boat. Yeah,
yeah, it was his boat, and we went across and got drinks at that place.
Got some Bloody Marys.
Yeah, dude.
At the beach house in Duluth.
Yeah, dude.
We're talking about doing a... Anthony's little homeboy. We're gonna go to the beach house, dude. His buddy has a fucking beach house right down the street from that beach house. Literally right on the fucking bluff, right around the corner. So we were talking about going to the beach house and staying there, and then going to party at his family's beach house. This is fucking sick, bro. And I'm trying to make a decent size.
For when?
June. Hey, June what? Anthony. June what? What is Anthony's birthday? We're talking about going to be June 15th or something.
That's
Anthony's birthday to
oh, Javante's?
It is. Javante's? Yeah, it's somebody's birthday to go to the fucking beach house.
You too, let's go. I think it's like
Leah Delgado, you can come too. Let's go to the fucking beach house and get fucked up.
That's so nice. Thank you. You're
over here like, yo, no, that's my birthday.
Six.
Okay, fine, let's all fucking party.
June what?
Sixth.
So, here's the thing with June. Next month, my baby's due in June.
That's right.
June 17th.
He's coming poppy.
At any moment.
I was born on Father's Day. Maybe your baby will be too.
At any moment, Stephen's baby can be born. Party June 5th.
Can you hear what he's saying?
I might not be there.
I'll have to talk to my wife.
Okay,
I have to
hear it. Yeah. Stay tuned. Welcome to Stephen's podcast. He's somebody's baby daddy.
You're so...
Yeah.
Daddy! Tired of the background. That is
perfect. He said he's somebody's baby daddy. That's like that gangland shit, bro. They're like gangland, 1989. You know what I'm talking about? And they're like, the hell's that? Never mind. I didn't even say it. I don't want to talk about it. I didn't know what else's name. It's a real thing, bro. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying, bro. Like, the way they fucking put those fucking movies out, bro, it's so funny. They're like 1989, June 17th. The shootout between blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
we're talking about
since 1989 to fucking 2010. And you incorporate that whole period of time within a one-hour show, and everybody's like, those are some bad motherfuckers. hey, it's a real thing, bro. It's a real fucking thing.
No shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, have you ever watched those fucking gangland shows and shit?
No.
They're like San Quentin Prison, 1989.
Shootout between the LA Bloods and
he said shootout between LA Bloods. Lake City Bloods. against the battle. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Greenwood High School, 1989, the Ballard Beavers show up for a game of basketball. The Lake City Bloods show up.
Tristan's always like, I don't want to walk.
And then
she starts
hogging. Your blood's going to go.
Come on, Harry. Don't be stupid. No,
there are.
Maybe you think, but no.
He spelled out shit. Yeah, Lake City shit, motherfucker.
That shit, man.
Hey, that must be shitty over
here. Is that shitty? Yeah, it's his big ass.
His big ass.
Look at that doofy ass smile.
Or his little ass.
You? Or his little ass.
You fell into a fight?
No ass.
Yeah. You fell into a fight?
Oh, shit.
She's golden.
Dude, for real. Shit. Who's got next dab?
Let's go.
Let's fucking dab it up.
That's a lot of dabbers. Don't open my way. So it's a funny story, man. I had fucking like
a brownie,
7 zips of dabs in the freezer, dude. And my grandma decides she's gonna open the door and move my dab, but grabs it, and as it's crunching up, she keeps crunching up. Like,
yeah.
And I open my shit up, and it's all shards, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I threw it back in the oven. Apparently, I got it too hot, and I activated it, so it's not really peel and snap anymore, but it's still really clean and good.
Yeah.
Just has this like. It just doesn't have the consistency anymore. Unless you throw it in the freezer, then it hardens back up and snaps again.
Right.
Of course.
So, however, it's really good fucking, it's really, really good shit. Sunshine sherbet, it's pretty good. Like, I got some other really good fucking dabs. Some, White Queen. That's just fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah?
There's
nothing
you can. There's
nothing.
Yeah, grown by a black guy. It's a White Queen grown by a by a black guy.
Yeah.
So you know he takes care of it, right?
Yeah,
so you know he takes care of it. She's like, I don't want my wife to go nowhere. Like,
The
White Queen grew up by a black guy, bro. So you know he takes care of it. That's his baby.
That's his White Queen.
Right. I watch Undercover Brother, motherfucker.
He's like, oh, howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What does he say his name was? What does he say his name was?
He's like, hey there. Hey there, guys.
I'm just set up like this.
For sure.
I'll get some funny shit. If I set up like this in the house, bro, with all the people I fucking know, man, we'd have some fucking podcast, bro.
Hey,
this shit would go crazy. I'm just saying.
Bro.
Say what?
You can invite some friends up to do some podcasts. I would not mind.
Bro, that'd be a fucking...
Huh?
It'd be crazy. I should get my fucking whole club up here. Yep. I got some funny motherfuckers in my
Seriously.
Club that just like off the top of their fucking head say some ridiculous fucking shit. I'm just
Lips. Kidding. Where's my guy Lips?
Lips. Yeah. Where's Lips?
Steven. I know you know
he's like,
Lips.
He's like,
you
Steven.
Know Lips.
He's like, Steven, what's up, Steven? What's up, What's up, cuz?
Yeah, Matt Moore, dude. Lips, bro. He shit in my house and kicked me out for like 45 minutes, bro.
What?
He shit my house and left the bathroom door open. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah,
you son of a bitch. And I stood out in front of your fucking mom's house for 30, 45 minutes because I couldn't stand the smell. It fucked me up so bad, my guy.
Damn, so bad. Dude. Yeah. You know what I
did once? I'm still damaged, bro. I'm still damaged.
You know what I did
once? It's a sad story.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, shit, I gotta hit this shit.
It's a fucking great thing, actually.
I said it was a short disorder.
Now I got post-traumatic shit disorder. Hey, Dipset, he said, now you got post-traumatic shit disorder. For real, I'm scared. Please send me a warning. Shut the bathroom door and turn the fan.
Cuddy had the hottest feet, though.
Hey, bro, them motherfuckers. hey, you know what?
Hold on, nigga.
Hey, no, hold up. Lips, so we called him Lips our whole life since he was like 13 years old, right?
Yeah.
He comes over the house, man, and like...
You gotta tell him to listen to this shit.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah.
He came over, man, smelled like straight shit, bro. I was like, Lips? And ass. I said, I'm gonna call you Hot Dog, bro. Hey, but hey, at the end of the day, there's not another dude that's there for me more than him, bro. When I have
to
go,
no.
Even when he doesn't have to be, bro. Like I sat in my house. Man, I was fucking. Man, my head was in such a terrible place. I'll just say it like that, bro. Yeah. And at the end of the day, he always shows up right on time, bro. Because it's happened like 3 or 4 times, and like, I just realized at that moment that. My life's not that bad. It's a real fucking thing. It's a real thing. No. But the thing is, he knows that. Now, I've said that straight up to him.
Like, Lips. He don't got a lot.
Lips is my fucking dude, bro. That's my fucking dude, bro. I will always be there for him. The best I can, bro, and he'll always be, you know, he's always my fucking dude. He's always that dude for me, bro. Like, I'm really not ready to pull through life. When I was at the end, like, not ready to pull through life, bro, this dude shows up at my door, and I answer butt naked.
Bro,
and the look on his face, I did, and the look on his face was amazing, bro. He was like, fuck, cunt. He's like, fuck, cuz, man. He's like, you motherfucker. I'm gonna go back to the bedroom and get dressed real quick, bro. No. Like, I think even one time I grabbed my shit and I started flopping it up and down and side to side, dude.
Yeah.
And he just cried, bro. He was laughing, crying. That's my fucking dude to the end, though. I swear to God.
Listen. If you're out there, miss you, dude.
Yeah, you're my guy, man. Know that shit. All day. Yeah.
All love.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We still chop it up fucking every, you know, week or two, man.
Yo.
Yeah. And talking about that, man, it's so funny. It's so funny how, like, you got this handful of friends your whole fucking life, right?
Yeah.
That you don't talk to for 30 days or 90 days or a year, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to either, though, man. But you walk in, but it's like... But it's like they understand you're living your life and you got your own thing going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like
this, like how long has it been for us?
Hey, but they still walk in and they're like, man, they're like, I fucking love you, man, because for real shit,
that's how it should be,
bro. Nobody should ever be salty about the fact that you're running, like doing your own fucking life and your own thing. You know what I mean? Like,
you should know at the end of the day, that's what
everybody has to do their own shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because at the end of the day.
The harshest reality to this shit, and my understanding of this, dude, is my kids fleeing my house, bro, right? Mm-hmm. One's off in college, one's doing his own thing, he's got his own place, he's doing good. That's the biggest thing to me, bro, is like, I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to talk to them every day, man. You know, we keep contacting.
Yeah.
I love the fact that fucking all my kids and everybody's doing good, dude, in life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I've been to the bottom of the bottom, bro, but my up, up and my reason is they're doing really fucking good in life, man. And I really, I love that, bro. I love that more than anything. But it's times like this right here, we got everybody here together. My nephew, my son, my daughter, my lady, my fucking, you know, family. You, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Inviting us out here to this fucking, like, to me, this is an oasis, bro. I grew up in the middle of the city, right, where shit's fast, bro. Like, I don't want to get too far into it, but I've lived a little bit on the streets here and there, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, I've done my fucking time in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, But I appreciate any time I disappear out here to the fucking mountains, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And I never get this shit, bro. I never get this kind of fucking peace in my head, bro. And I appreciate you and the fam inviting me out, bro.
For sure,
and
dude.
You and your wife, all right?
Hey, my friends come, bro, too. Bro, if you need some headspace, bro.
I do.
Bro.
I do. I do. I go crazy, bro. I go crazy by myself, sitting by myself, bro.
Dude, I get that.
And you know, I do everything by myself, bro.
Me too.
I don't, you know, I still got my dogs and my bros and shit, but I ain't got no motherfucking road dogs on a daily basis.
Dude,
but I'm also 40 years old, and I don't know if I need that.
Everybody,
yeah,
no,
it don't matter, nigga.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm by myself.
You only start getting old once you
start. Hey,
yourself.
Look how angry he is. Look at my fucking nephew. Look at me angry as fuck. You know, you look angry as fuck,
no,
bro.
No, he's tapped in. He's tapped into the conversation.
Oh, I just felt like.
No, but bro, for real though, I'm up here by myself all the time, just like having conversations with myself.
I want to see everybody around me do better than I ever did, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing for me, bro. It's like,
yeah.
I fucked up. I made some terrible decisions, bro.
That shaped you to who you is today, though.
I know that. But it's hard to accept because I still work the everyday job when I work, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working like and just getting by. But the best part about that though is watching my kids and shit try to do better than I ever did.
You know, than you.
The most part, I've never hidden. Right. I haven't hidden much from my kids ever in my life. You know what I mean? I've always been pretty straightforward, bro. And I feel like that's also built them into the fucking characters that they're into.
You know what I always loved about you is how much you cared about your kids, bro.
Oh, dude, that's my fucking.
Dude, for real, like, I see that shit, dude, and I just love it. Like,
not your kids, everybody.
Everybody's kids.
Everybody, dude.
Everybody's kids. I got, man, you know what, my son's got little brothers, dude, and they're fucking, you know, their dads aren't there, whatever else, dude. Like, everybody's kids, bro. I want to see every kid never have to do.
He got my friends calling him dad.
His friends are like, hey, will you be my father figure? Yeah. I don't want to talk about it too much, man, because I get emotional, but I love this shit, though. This shit is fucking for real for me, bro.
This shit
is real as fuck to me, dude. I fucking, and you know what? I feel like I've been slacking the last couple of years, but you know everybody's grown, man. I got my daughter. My daughter's 16, almost 17.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with myself, bro. I'm stuck in a point of life where I don't know what to do myself. I have no hobbies. I have nothing, bro. I was happy to grab a fishing pole, bro, and go fucking fish at the river with you because I get none of that, bro. I get none of that shit,
dude. If you want to come up, do it.
I need it for my own fucking head, my own mental stability, bro. Like I stay by myself so much in my own head.
You come up once a week and come fish, bro.
I love these kids. Little Ty Ty over here. That's my guy.
Hey T,
what's up? My
guy, huh? No, he's all shy.
He looked like he's stuck on some. Yes, you are. He said yes, I am. You my guy, Ty. Ty, are you my guy?
Yep.
I love you, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude.
No hezzy.
I just want to see our future doing better than I ever did, bro. I got a lot of friends been locked up for anything from murder to dope to da-da-da-da. And I just don't feel like any kid deserves that part of life, bro. Or to see that part of life. Not that they deserve it, but I made a vow to not be my dad.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dude, me too. Okay,
that's
a
real thing,
dude. That's a real thing. Because here's the thing, when I was 26, I was telling this my back, right? I threw it out. It's funny, when I threw it out, I was mid motion taking shit.
Like a turd was halfway out. I was like this.
And then silence for 5 minutes.
It's a real thing.
It came. Dude, right?
It's a real thing. I picked up a piece of paper and fucked my back up.
My wife, she was asleep because she was working night shift. So she's asleep when this happened. Sunday. Beautiful day. And I go to the couch and I'm on the couch playing video games thinking, maybe this will pass. I go to sit, stand, and walk, dude.
No. Dude, it's a position from being like that 45-degree angle of standing up straight, dude, is the fucking most terrible motherfucking feeling ever.
Dude.
Bro. And it's put me out for 2-3 weeks at a time, bro.
When you try to barely bend over and you feel like you're like shaking, you're like, oh, fuck, it's over. Like,
dude, I can't go more than 3 feet from the couch.
From your fucking tailbone to your fucking leg.
If I wanted to eat, I'd have crawled to the kitchen.
That's the worst, bro. I've had moments like that.
I asked Kaylee, I was like, hey, I hollered, hey Kaylee. She's a nurse, so she wipes asses all the day. Hey, Kaylee, can you come right
back? No, your face is really hairy, bro. I imagine your ass crack is super hairy. It'd be terrible for her to have to clean that up, bro. if she left you a little bit of poop in your butt crack, bro, it's because you're hairy as fuck, bro. And like, don't hold it to her. She loves you because she wiped your ass in the first place.
Bro. That's love. Hey, that's not all she did.
Hey, so I had hernia surgery.
That's love.
I had hernia surgery, bro. Like double hernia surgery. Love. And I blew my intestines through my ball sack. It's called an inguinal hernia, I think it is. Ooh. And I fucking blew my, so I could feel my intestines through my ball sack dropping through the two holes through the bottom of my fucking abdominal area, dude. So my abdominal wall split and spit my intestines out. I had that surgery on that, bro. And I couldn't shit. I bullshit you not for like 5-6 days afterwards, bro.
I remember.
And hey, I couldn't even get up out of the bed, bro. I was like, pass me the Gatorade bottle. I got a fucking piss.
Damn, for how long? Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know, for a fucking 2-3 weeks, bro. For probably the first week and a half, I had to pee in a Gatorade bottle, bro. It was terrible.
Ooh, that sucks.
But I had like 2-3 inch incisions, dude.
That was the best thing ever.
Down in my fucking groin area, bro.
Can I just pee here?
Yeah, it fucked me up bad. Yeah, and no, my core's probably the same these days. I don't think you can say it, but so the way I sit and the way afterwards, so afterwards I always sat on my left hip because I just keep my ball in my back pocket. my core's fucked up, my left hip is off because I couldn't fucking ball. So I put my wall in my pocket.
Hey, why do you think
that's the thing about it?
That's a real thing.
It's
a real thing. And they never tell you that, right? Because through life they tell you, I keep my wall in my back pocket. You see it on the news, you see it on TV.
I'd rather pee outside.
You should always keep it in your front pocket. Dude, because that little manipulation, dude, and the way you sit with that wall in your back,
it
will affect you later on.
Slowly, you just
hey, it's all the medical industry will make money on you, dude, from having a fucking wall in your back pocket. Let's just be real, bro. About anything, the downfall of man,
dude,
the downfall of man is the money. Don't follow, do your own thing, keep your wall in your front pocket.
Get a fanny pack.
Hernias,
bro.
Hernia suck dick.
I know it looks stupid, but get a fanny pack, bro.
Hernia suck dick. Hard, so hard, bro.
Dude, I'm so thankful I never had any.
When's Dip gonna jump in this fucking conversation? You just sitting back listening, munching on fucking Ruffles, bro.
Hey, you
good?
So when'd you start doing that?
Making music?
Yeah.
Get up.
Probably when did you start making music?
A year ago, I started recording myself.
Yeah. Get closer to the mic.
He's like, hey, let me finish my chips.
Hey.
You should go.
Dippy, what you want to do? Don't lie to the truth.
No. Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
What's the moves? Hey, what's the objections?
I just want to say one thing about Dip right here, bro.
I'll say he's really good at
beef things. I just want to say one thing about Dip. Between like all my son's friends, my nephews, cousins, all that shit, man. Like Drew's had it hard, bro. He's really been through some shit. You know what I'm saying? He's been through some real shit in his life, bro. You know what I'm saying? With his pops and his living situation and everything else, man. So like, he deserves the glory he may get. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's share this all, man, and share some love, bro. Dip is my dude, man. Love the fuck out of my nephew, man. Yeah.
All right. So, what made you start doing music?
I've been around music really my whole life. Just my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Always playing guitar and my uncle.
Did they teach you?
They taught me a little bit, but I was really never interested in it like that until probably about high school. Started kind of like blowing my own way with it, recording myself. I kind of skipped learning guitar and anything. Like, it's something I still want to do, but it's just I never took the time to learn. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how do you produce your music then? Like, what do you do?
I basically, I got a mic and a USB interface.
We in the closet with it. We in the food pantry with it.
What, you in the food pantry? You guys go in the food pantry?
You been in the food pantry making music. You been in the bedroom closet.
Not for me.
Anywhere he can.
Anywhere he can?
Yeah.
Dude, just really?
Yeah.
That's actually impressive. Just keep doing it.
He came out and stayed with me for like a month.
Yeah.
A month and a half.
No, he was there for like 2-3 months. But he was there for a minute.
I think it was,
Well, then that long. It didn't feel that long. I was like, damn.
Hey, long enough for him to be tired of me. He was like, I'm tired of being here, dog.
So you actually lived with him for a little bit?
Yeah.
So what was that experience like?
It was fun. College life.
Yeah? What'd you guys do?
Live the life. Darties.
Yeah,
gay parties, if you don't know what that is.
Darties?
Darties is a day party.
What the fuck?
It's a real frat thing, bro.
Yeah. It's real.
It's a gay party?
A darty.
A darty.
Darty.
It's a day party.
Oh, a day
party. Motherfucker.
Day party is the best. Day drinking.
Your new name is motherfucker.
What? What brings the passion to the song when you come up
with
like how you put together a song? Like what makes you think of the topic to put this? Like what made you think like
a lot of the times
bitches. I hate bitches.
Kind of like whatever vibe the beat gives me.
Or the beef.
Or the beat.
The vibe. So you listen to the beat and the vibe of the beat. You kind of just play off.
I guess I kind of have an idea of what I want to write before I go into it, just because like I look up tight beats. Yeah, because like say I'm feeling like some kind of R&B type vibe. You know, I'll kind of like look up maybe like a P&B rock type beat or like somebody who does more R&B style music. So there's a lot of beats that just like kind of you can see them on. So
try to hop on it. Kind of
no.
Okay.
That's one thing I want to learn how to do.
The thing is, bro, is like if you guys listen to that first song that we posted, that beat is filthy, bro. That Between Me and You, dude, is such a catchy fucking beat. There ain't no way that can't be at least a one hit wonder. 100%. Absolute motherfucking lootly, bro. That motherfucker's money. All day.
All day. It is, dude.
It really is.
We're going to demo it just so y'all know.
One more time.
30 piece.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Sounds cool to the headphones.
Hey, that's almost between the, like that salsa.
Yeah.
That's dance club shit, bro.
For real, dude. Yeah.
That's filthy, dude. That's a big.
Hey, you do fuck with it. Hey.
I would totally be in the.
That's a real thing over in Eastern right now. Motherfuckers are fucking with that over in Eastern Washington University right now. I'm just saying. That's bumped at every motherfucking darty. At Eastern. Every darty.
Every nardy too. Night party.
Every night party too.
Every nardy and darty.
A denardy. We're going day and night. Denardy.
That's a really good one. Denardy, bro. That was a great one. That's aggressive.
Denardy, motherfucker.
Denardy, motherfucker. All
right. You call us a rap, too.
Yeah,
no.
Rap.
No?
No, hold on. We got other people to show up. I'm trying to bring them in.
All right.
I think Anthony and fucking Javante just got here. I see
Javante in this bitch.
All right, let's do it.
But honestly, if you like... Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he makes money off it. I don't think he does. But this is what he loves to do.
Who?
Oh, my daughter.
Yeah, you weren't texting. Boyfriend. It's a long walk down there.
It is. That's why I didn't walk down there.
It's a long walk down
there. That's why he has my phone. Because I don't want to walk down there and get his tablet.
Hey, text those motherfuckers. It's a long walk.
Hey.
I seen a cougar earlier, and I don't want to walk in the dark.
Bro.
I don't have any way with it.
Bro. Down my driveway and back three times. Mile.
No shit.
That's fresh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, so you take a 6-mile jog? Is that like a daily thing?
With a knife.
Is that like a daily thing? Or is
that with a knife, bro.
It used to be more of a daily thing. It hasn't been lately.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you need a knife?
But
he's been getting the property ready so that
once
he does have
a baby.
Because of cougars, Leah.
I was doing it three times.
You know you want to jump this motherfucker's bones. You're a cougar. You know what I'm talking about? To him, you're a cougar. Not me, I guess.
Yeah, so I would work out, like, weights on Monday, run Tuesday, weights on Wednesday, So I had a whole routine. Like I'd work out a certain body part like on Monday. I have it fucking saved on my calendar. Yeah. So like it was like back, biceps, or arms, whatever the fuck, you know. And then I run on Tuesday, and then Wednesday legs, and then I run and core every day.
Okay.
And then absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking I would after that. On Thursday, Thursday I'd run, and then Friday I'd do chest and shoulders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
He's on his get it right.
Yep.
Get it right.
No, I gotta say, for a little dude, bro, you gotta do it. You look fit for a little, you look kind of sexy for a little guy, bro.
Fucking Viking, you bro.
You look like a Viking.
You're a goddamn Viking.
Bitches love Vikings and shit.
I know, dude.
Yeah. It's a real thing. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's a big fact.
Trust me, I know. I've seen the looks I get.
or when you meet people and they don't even know who the fuck you are, but you met them before. They're touching your face and shit.
Yeah. So stay like, stop touching
daring
me.
To wash.
Get off me.
Taco Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
We'll settle for Viking meat. We'll settle for Viking meat. Fuck tacos.
Fuck tacos.
Hot dogs.
We had hot dogs and s'mores.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing. I'm sorry.
We had it tonight.
Oh fuck, bro.
That's. Oh shit. Man, what are some apartment stories?
We got some.
I do.
Remember the winter?
We got an Asian dude named Jose here, though. That's weird.
Asian.
Yeah, he's Asian, bro.
What?
Yeah, he's Asian Jose.
Really?
He's Filipino. Filipino Jose.
Oh, I see the Filipino. Okay.
Wait, is he not Mexican?
Name Jose?
Yeah, Jose.
Have you ever met a Filipino Jose?
No, I have not.
He's not Mexican at all.
No, he's totally Filipino.
Yeah, I think he's Filipino.
You think?
No way.
No.
No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
Fuck. No, dude. Remember all the times how we used to like play catch and
bro,
play football
in the courtyard?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I remember when you got a crossbow, bro. You got a crossbow. I
got a fucking crossbow. Where is it?
I know. You had one though. Hey, me and Chris thought you were so filthy. His older brother's got a crossbow. What does your older brother have, motherfucker?
No shit.
Yeah, it's
fuck, dude. That's funny.
Oh man.
How was your brother doing?
Mike's good.
Yeah.
He's going on a
I'm
hike
surprised
in the
he's not here.
No, he's being a little douchey.
I thought
he's going on a hike in the morning somewhere. I don't know.
You gotta send this podcast to him so he hears this shit right here.
He's not here.
Right here.
I wish he would have came. I told him he should have came, but
yeah, for sure, he should have came.
Hey, you should hit him up, Steven.
He don't want to do
right.
Get him up right now.
Right now.
Let's get him on the podcast on speakerphone.
Fuck it.
Let him know we're on the fucking podcast. We're on speakerphone. What
I'm gonna
you gotta
call
say,
him,
bro. You should be here.
Dude, you call him because I don't know if I have his number, honestly. Be quite honest.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
What's that? What is that?
There's no tenderness.
Hey, Top Gun. Shut
up.
Is
it Top Gun?
Yeah. Dad, shush.
Hello,
Michael.
Hello.
The one?
Mike, you're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast, Mike. You're on a podcast right now, baby. Hey, we're here with Steven, you know what I'm saying? Steven, say what's up.
What up, Mike? What are you doing, Michael? What are you doing?
I like to make Fox with my legs.
What?
Oh, hell no.
What? What? You say I like to make Fox
with
my legs?
My legs?
I like to make Fox with my legs.
Come on here.
What
yeah,
the fuck?
Slide
out here, bro.
Slide out here, bro. This shit is cracking. Slide.
Oh, you're cracked.
This shit's amazing right here, bro.
No, we got plans
with to come here, yeah?
We make long box with legs.
Shut up.
I'm glad you did that.
He killed it.
Killed the vibe.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. We make, bro, like, we make hang up when you act like that.
Fuck you, fucker.
Fuck me? Fuck you.
Fuck you. No fucking me. Yeah.
Fuck you. You. Fuck me, fuck you.
Slow down, Chow.
Yeah, Miss.
It's Lindsay, dickhead.
It's Lindsay, dickhead. Hey, tell these motherfuckers to get up here. Call Javante and Ant, man.
Bro, I tried calling them, bro.
They were in Baco about an hour ago, so.
No, they just pulled in. I just watched them pull in or drive down to the river.
Oh, should we just...
Hey, for the record, my nephew's property's really fucking big, and I don't want to walk to the river to retrieve him. So, they're either going to walk up here or...
It's not even the river.
It's not, yeah, the river's like 20 more feet, yeah. I guess. But yeah, to the campsite down there.
It's a little more.
Yeah, I'm already fucking, I'm already kind of buzzed. I'm good. I don't want to drink anymore. Well, I'm going to drink some more. I'm drunk.
I'm going to drink some more.
You want to know dab?
Yeah, dude.
You want to know dab?
Dude, we got to do a dab before we leave.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't. No, I will.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, the official. Yeah,
we're going to do it.
I'll dab it, and then we'll end it, and then we'll go find your friends.
Is that a drone?
Little dab, do
oh,
like,
is that a drone? But I'm just kidding. I see your phone.
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you're trying to jab it under the paper.
I know, dude. I don't...
It's okay. You're on pot.
I know it, dude.
You're on how many marijuanas did you smoke today, Steve?
Marijuana today.
Yeah, I've been smoking all day.
Fuck, I'm dealing with a pro out here. Hey, these motherfuckers in the woods don't play, bro.
Can we drink moonshine?
I have moonshine fresh in the house. I should have brought it. It is fresh from the still.
Maya tried to make margarita.
We should build a still in your yard.
Yeah. Huh? Ever do, absolutely.
Try to get the glass up here so I can melt it up there.
Give him the mic. You want to go this way?
Can I go this one?
Get on the mic.
What do you want me to
do? Get that neon red so you can tap it up here and go.
Inject.
And there was a blink spot. Nobody talked for at least 7 seconds right
there. Oh my
there.
God, she was terrible trying to talk. James talked all the fucking time.
Who?
You. You don't listen to shit, you talk.
Babe, we're on a podcast. It's Shitty, not James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shitty talks all the fucking time. You don't listen to shit.
Take a whiff, bitch. I'm the shit.
Oh, I do all the time. I do all the time. I whip that shit every night. Then I whip it.
All the way down to the balls.
All the way.
All the way down to the gooch.
I mean, I don't quite look like that baseball bat over in the corner, but...
She tickles the prostate.
All the way.
All the way.
Fuck it. If we ain't going all the way, then what's the point of living? Hey, your beard looks really nice. But
you gotta go hard, or you gotta go home.
You have one red hair, dude, sticking off your cheek, and everything else is just like shaved nice.
Yes, he does.
I want to pluck all day.
He gets hairs out of his nose.
Oh yeah, this is
cool. I got them.
I pull them out. They hang out and bugs.
Give it the rimmer. It works better that way.
Better hurry up. Don't let it get stale.
Go. Dude, it's hard to get it going because it's kind of clogged.
Oh. Clean it out.
I blew it out with a fucking air compressor, too.
Yeah, yeah, but you gotta really clean out that fucking little joint right there. You know,
dude, that's the worst spot.
That little joint right there. You gotta get some pipe cleaners that'll work good and some alcohol and salt.
You could honestly heat that up and it'll melt out.
Alcohol and rock salt and shake it up, dude. It'll clean that whole motherfucker out, bro.
Dude, you gotta show me how to do it, then.
Yeah. They actually sell...
Andrew
to me
will.
Either,
tomorrow. In the morning.
Andrew smokes pot. Dippy smokes pot.
Dippy?
Not
with these two,
but.
Dippy Drew.
Oh, shit.
I heard it got funny.
We got Big Dick.
I heard it got funny.
BDG in the house.
Huh?
He's only 13. On? Never mind.
He's only like 13.
I assume.
You know what's big?
No.
We're family here.
We're family here. Shit happens. Sometimes you see some shit you don't want to see. You know what I mean? Like, it's a real thing, right?
Yeah. No, it is, though. For real. Dude, I see some shit.
Say what?
You know I see some shit.
Have you ever seen your mom naked?
Once.
Oh, no!
On accident.
Obviously. I would never want to see my mom naked.
Don't tell me. Dude,
hey, we got Ben Jamont right there. Hey, Ben Crump, baby.
Remember when he caught me staring at your mom's tits?
I caught you staring at my mom's tits? Yeah. You son of a bitch. I don't remember.
You called me out for it. Everyone here's hilarious.
Hey, high five.
Because I was hard work. I was hardcore, just like.
You son of a bitch! You were looking at my mom's tits. High five.
No, for real, dude.
Hey, let's go. What do you got on here, baby?
High five.
Hey, we got Kid Vontae. He's back over here, man. Back from college, man. Playing ball down there, man.
Come on, man.
Doing his motherfucking thing. He's looking like a hog over here. What's his topic? You look like a fucking beast, man. What do you got to say on this motherfucker, bro?
We out here, you know. Javon's
talking to the microphone. Don't be shocked.
Can you hear yourself? You gonna twist up while you're on this podcast? You know. It's good. Get close.
How about a little dabber?
Look, exactly.
You want a dabber?
We can do it, but it's gotta be time. That's the Cam Newton, you know?
Big guy, little lungs.
Y'all was super.
Come on, man. Oh, you got a back one?
Oh,
you
got the
lid. Hey, yeah, he got some green fire, too, though. Look, he's ready to roll that shit up, too.
Oh, you got some butt?
You got some butt?
Yo, we got a bong right here. Take a bong hit. Fuck it. But we got to dab first. Okay. You got to dab first, bro.
Yeah.
Listen. I'll roll. You roll?
You got tux?
I got tux.
He got twist.
I got twist. Hey,
right here. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, baby.
There you go. Here's your little tail.
This is shit.
You gotta
live
for
that whole time. Like an hour and a half.
Hey, so what do you do?
Shoot, I just got here. My other friend, his girlfriend.
You play football?
Oh, yeah. You look like you do.
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait. Hey. You gotta keep that shit very separated, man. You can't be like, oh.
You want a dad? What's with blood? She plays football, no big deal.
Separate. Hey, I play flag football.
Turn me up.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, from the crosswalk or like whatever your neighborhood bar is.
For real.
Oh shit, it's Asian Jose.
No way, Jose.
It's Asian Jose with a fucking tattoo on the neck.
Right there. Don't fart on me. Again.
What's happening?
You know what he's doing?
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's he's rolling a backflip.
Hell yeah!
You farted?
On top of me.
You farted, bro?
You don't smell it?
Hey, here, tell me you farted. This little tie. Tell me you farted, Ty.
Huh?
Right here. In the microphone, right here.
He's like right there.
I farted.
John, what does that?
Young football athletes.
I don't know what he said, but you
know,
it's very straightforward because he knows no different. He's just a kid.
He's got confidence.
He's got something else to say.
Okay,
tell him
no,
I farted.
Not, you don't have to do that.
Say, I farted.
No screaming.
I farted.
Are you?
Why don't you just push the back in here?
My cut is I don't want to put it in the ashtray.
What's
okay
the issue?
If I put the tobacco guts in there?
Oh no, yeah, go ahead, use the ashtray, dude.
Just want to make sure.
What the fuck? It's a fucking ashtray, dude.
It's gonna stick a tray in
there. Oh yeah. Here it is.
What?
I'll see you in the mountain,
motherfucker.
What about lever?
Yeah, I'll see you in the mountain.
We're gonna figure it out.
Actually,
we're gonna figure it out.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Nice meeting you. Drive safe.
Bye, guys. Nice meeting you all. Bye. 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 Woo! My haircut.
Dude, I like your haircut.
Is it her mom?
It's his haircut? Did he have a haircut? I'm sorry.
Or his do, rather.
His Dewey. His mitts or
no, don't part it down the middle at least.
You ever seen Twilight?
Like part it, yeah.
You ever seen Twilight?
Let's just part it to like.
I can't because I have my whole head shaved.
Damn, dude, I've never seen your hair this long, bro. For as long as I've known you.
Ever.
Can I braid it?
Bro.
Never, I've never let it grow. Like I wish I grew my whole head. I wish I grew.
Dude, just keep growing it. Dude, I'm. Hey, you see how I got mine going? Like this? Like how it's like this, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep growing it, and it's gonna braid.
Oh, bro. That's good.
And it's gonna be totally shaven on the sides.
Yeah.
Like a faded beard.
That's fire.
Trimmed.
You look like a real life fucking Viking.
Hey, Viking with a clean fade.
With a clean fade. Hey, stay shaped, dude.
His shit is crazy too. His shit.
We all have long hair. My hair is not as long as.
It's getting there though.
Yeah, it's there.
Like, let it keep going.
Yeah. Was all, like,
I'm about to cut the
sides.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it was.
Just get a shower, get a taper. Let the hair keep going, but taper your little sides right here.
What? Crown is
snow. Yeah, yeah, taper your sides.
Here, let me see that. Let me see that. What is that?
Bro, dude, you gotta dude, what is that?
Hack.
Hack.
What is that? A petunia?
It's some hack.
It's some.
Nah.
I'll tell you what, that's a beautiful flower right there. It's some divorce cake.
It's good. It's decent.
Oh, Jesus. I think. I'm sure. What's the package say?
Bro. Anthony.
Some bud.
It's called ice cream sandwich. I'm a fat kid, bro. I'm already so a fucking. Fat. It says ice cream sandwich. I'm all over that shit. I'm a fat kid, so I don't know if you guys know because you can't see me, but I'm really fat. And anything it says.
Dude, that looks.
That smells bomb. That's nice. It's hella dense.
Dude. Hey.
Not too crazy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Remember you
starting with the smallest.
So are we, who's taking a dab?
Hey.
Sims?
Hey, you're supposed to be taking a dab, man.
Where's the... How do I set it up? Where's it at?
Huh? Right hey, love you, bro.
Where's the torch?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dry set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the rig?
Yeah. Yep, that's the rig.
See you guys later?
Yeah, I know. It's,
okay. It looks like a bow piece.
Late August. What the
fuck? Hey,
early careful. September.
All right.
Early September. Be careful. Put it back up there.
Figure it out.
So I bring the top. Sounds good. All right, no. You can burn it from the bottom.
Okay, for sure.
He said, help me?
Dude, yeah. You want me to get him a dab?
Oh, yeah.
Sir?
James.
You want to get him a dab, sir?
Light serving.
Dibble dabble. He dibble dabbles a little bit.
Hey, where'd you get your hand? Where'd you pick this up?
We just picked it up right before we came out by the spot on 138.
Oh, no. I ripped the paper. It's going to melt through the fucking paper.
Flip the paper. Flip the paper.
I don't know.
GG.
I swear you smoked it with us.
I'm about to get it through. Flip the paper.
Yeah, when he got the cherry pie.
Don't pick a heavy one up.
I fell asleep off the shit that they were smoking.
This is that washing shit.
Off that shit that they were smoking.
Yeah, we're washing booty.
You said Washington weed is the fucking dank, bro.
All day. Cali can't fuck with this.
Bay Area.
Better than California.
Bay Area definitely has its like cookies and shit, but Washington has
good ass cookies.
Like Burner, the guy, the one who created this train, he's from there, so it's just big on
cookies.
Nah, Burner's actually from Cali, bro. They started
the
whole
cookie
train. It wasn't even him. His whole family. His whole family started the fucking cookie train. Hell yeah.
No shit.
Burner
20 joints, 20 joints, 20 joints. El Chivo, A Boogie.
Hey, come over here.
I know you know the song.
I know it. I have it on my phone.
Yeah. Come over here. Play that.
Come over here. I got the dab here. Do you want it?
I'll just turn it right here. It'll be hot.
Are you looking up? You're strong? Hey, look. Sorry. Good. You both arms.
He grabbed that one and couldn't pick it back up.
Oh,
hey, is that him?
After I roll this. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't even.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Do you know
who
my kids are?
I know, I just didn't really like, that's not an excuse. Let me roll this. No.
You see the side that it's sitting on? How you have it right now? That's going to be the right side.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back to the party.
Howdy.
You still in there? Welcome.
Shit.
Welcome back.
Oh shit! You got Aunt Gigi in the house.
The festy member.
Yeah.
What's up? What's happening? Hey.
We're on a podcast right now, bro. We're recording everything. What do you got?
From the West.
What do you got right now? A conversation, man. Start something up here. Let's go.
What you take got a seat. Lady. Take a seat.
Anthony, hair
there
tie.
There you go.
Hey, where's your hair tie?
Tap into it.
Shout out to Kelly. Don't quit before you start, bro.
Don't quit before you start.
I heard it got, the conversation got interesting.
Like what?
I know,
what?
That's why I ran here for
what part did you hear about?
Y'all didn't hear about
it. It was festive.
That's because
it was good.
You guys were good.
Hey, you know what? Everybody here, you need to send this podcast to everybody here, dude, at some point, bro. So
I would
listen
love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
All right. Well, everyone just come to me one at a time, and we'll exchange information. And I'll send it out.
Okay, I would love that.
All right.
That'd be dope. Do you guys
bring
the fruit punch
still?
No.
We're in the
stew. Yeah, boy. Anthony, and from out north, he. What's called, man? Geek, let's go.
I like it a lot.
North End, Anton. Anton from the North End, let's go.
North End Nut.
North End Nut.
North End Nut.
Nutty Northender.
The nutty northern hemisphere.
Are you
hey, did I leave my pistol on the table down there?
Yeah.
You got bones, rings. Oh, I hope that cougar doesn't get it.
What's that cougar just
took? What did that cougar fuck you
just took?
I know, sometimes she gets mad at me.
It's my birthday.
Sometimes I guess I can see myself staring down the barrel of a gun when my cougar's mad at me.
You even like the shit on you.
Oh, shit. How's that backwood coming?
Man, it's slow.
Yeah. It's a surprise,
it's slow, but it's a draw, man. It's a sweet draw.
It's gonna
punch.
Hey, man, you might as well dreadlock this dog's hair back here, bro. This shit is thick.
Fuck off my dog. Oh, this
she needs a bag.
Fuck off my dog.
She is a fucking dreadlock.
Hey, she got hella defensive.
Sauce is poop.
I hate to say it, but I think she smells poopy. She might be like a pooper.
She smells shitty dank dank.
Shitty dank dank.
Poop black and droppy.
If I ever open up a brand of weed, this is gonna be shitty dank dank, bro.
Shitty dank dank. That'd be some gas.
Shitty dank dank.
Shitty dank dank OG. Oh yeah?
Shitty dank dank lemon.
No shit.
Hey, you've been eating. Hey,
what's your name?
Hey, those bitches fuck with cougars and all kinds of shit. You're fucking up. They got cougars and shit it's out here. You ain't nothing. They're not scared. They're not moving.
Well,
hey, Anthony was like, hey, do you see the dog over there on the riverbed?
Little Scooby snack.
I was like, that's not a fucking dog. I looked around and there's a cougar, dude. On the fucking riverbed drinking cougar. Water, bro.
Come on, cat.
We don't see that shit never.
Never. Sneak and creep up on us in our sleep.
Where you gonna see a cougar?
I was just taking a drink and looking.
Bro,
I got excited and the fucking cougar walked away like it wasn't shit. Like,
no, that shit was filthy. I thought
it already knew. It was walking away like it already knew you were there.
I know.
Sam, basically.
Okay,
you guys should have shooting 45 at the motherfucker.
That's deep.
In the bushes. We didn't shoot him, man. We shot him.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
I don't want to hit that beautiful ass fucking creature, bro. Shit is gorgeous, bro.
Yeah, we didn't actually kill it. Yeah, you know, I know.
I want to feed it.
We were shooting at the bushes.
I wish
I could pet it. I'd pet it.
Jesus. No, you guys walked down to the beach right afterwards. I'm like, there's a cougar, and all the kids walked down the beach. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Here's the thing, dude. When I do go on runs, I do run one night, but I run two nights. That's the thing. I got it. It's not in here, but I got it. I got a fucking one in my belt, but I run with the one in my knife closed. But I got the one in my belt just in case, so it gets knocked in my hand. And that's real shit.
Because ooh, that's smart as fuck. You run with one in the hand?
Yeah, yeah. That's closed. Yeah. And just in case, I whip it open.
And if you gotta fight somebody, it keeps your fist solid.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm speed walking in my shorts.
That ass.
I'm gonna speed walk in my short shorts with the AR-15 on my back, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh hell, no.
Dude. here's my thought though, dude. Eventually, I want to be to the point. Where I have a...
Look at me in my eyes.
Yeah, bro.
White you're on the such bottom, a short, dick. Short, you fucking always talking. Interrupt people. Yeah. This shit's crazy. I'm calling you out right now. Asshole.
Oh, yeah. We'll handle it.
to the west. Not to the north.
AR-15 on my back, double sexy. What's your mom's? Here I come.
Yeah,
that
crown was really so snatchy.
You look purple.
I did. I looked for my lady because she crazy as fuck. I was like, is she here to watch out for mom's part? I was like, ah. I almost fucked up there. But my timing was amazing.
This guy.
Look at that dog. I got it.
Hey, what do you use to record?
This one's
cool. Studio One.
That one's nifty.
Okay.
Yeah. Studio. Yeah, we'll talk about that later, actually.
Yep, for sure.
I thought it was like
225.
Just look. Where's
Logic,
the
Lulu?
Dude. That's probably a way easier interface than what I'm using.
It was kind of like GarageBand, just like a step up for me.
Look at that.
But here's the thing, I want you to play with this shit.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. And fucking, because I want to show you some shit on here. Yeah. I want you to fucking play with it and see what you can do.
Yep, for sure, yeah.
Cook up.
I'm down.
For real.
I messed with the Ableton, GarageBand, and a Logic. That's basically, it looks a lot like Ableton, that's why I asked.
Really? Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, me too.
Is anybody else going to drink some of this crown?
Aaron was like, that's shit. What the fuck you guys are?
I will.
Pass that. Is that all you?
Pass that. Whoa. Hey, what's that? Who's tapping?
To them, this conversation is
right. That
shit
is
dead.
Don't make
it me.
Anthony.
Javante. That's you.
Trying to fuck with Ames?
No, but what the fuck?
Say, can anybody here play the spoons?
That bitch was hot.
Spoon? No, bro.
I can play triangle super well. Like,
from the river? Yeah.
Show me that.
I can bend the fuck out of a triangle,
dog. Hey, my rhythm.
You
can fucking kill
me. You want me to do with it?
Whack the fuck out of it?
What is that?
I found a fucking dick wood earlier.
Dude, this is a beaver stick that I stained.
Where's it at?
Whoa.
In my backpack.
That's sick.
Dude, you nice fuck.
You killed.
I found dick wood on the beach. You're taking that shit home.
Stab, bro.
That was a great
fight.
Wait. Those
two
are mine. I think I'm taking a fucking knife out of
those two are mine.
Stab.
Have it forever.
That's
like Gandalf. That's Gandalf.
That's beaverwood. That's beaverwood. That I sanded in stain from the riverbed.
That looks like fucking Gandalf's fucking
shit. Dude, it's stout. Dude, it's stout. Feel that shit. It's stout.
This is Gandalf, bro. From the Lord of the Rings.
That's what
I'm
saying. Get that.
It's upside down.
Hey, can I get that?
Look.
Come on. Can I get that? Come on.
There you go.
Steven,
yo,
come
can
on.
I spin it?
What?
Can
what?
I get that?
You want to get that?
Can I have that?
No.
Can I have that?
No.
No, walk and sit. What do you mean no, man? I ain't talking.
You stand up with that shit.
You know your shit. I know.
Feel that shit, dude. That shit's fucking... It's got some girth to it.
You look like a goddamn mountain, man.
Like, tell me what you want to do. Don't lie to the truth. Don't lie to the truth, okay? I'm just saying.
Bro, get these dogs.
That
shit just punched me in my chest.
Oh, the dad?
No, the fucking brown.
Too much.
Oh, the crown?
I got like you in the chest? Gandalf,
that bitch just reeps.
Oh, yeah, just right through there?
It's a real thing. I feel like Gandalf.
Yeah,
it's
real
shit, bro.
He
looks more.
Dumbledore. Dumbledore.
Dumbledore is my. Bitch, don't make me fucking Rafiki you with this fucking stick, bro. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what was that, Lion King Rafiki? He's like,
My own.
I make a butt ass Rafiki.
A butt ass
Rafiki? Yeah,
this
starts to spin
that shit on him.
Oh, wee.
What the hell,
bro?
Don't make me say it.
Hey, Wozire, that's way too big for you, man.
Come on. Hey, Nipsey, you better hustle back here.
It's taller than you, man.
Little big homie.
Cool little big ass.
Probably
like Dion.
Little
tall.
Bump.
Little
peach. Let's go, man. Who's got some spits? Who's gonna spit on the microphone real quick?
Cool.
Let's go. We got some freestyle shit.
It's Devontae.
Thank you.
Drewski.
Hey, two times. He's got his shine.
Yeah, he got it.
He's got his shine.
That's all you.
It's time to put it out there, you know?
It's all you know.
It's time to put it out there.
Hey, let's go. Hey, what's Zaire's rap name?
Avatar. Whoa.
Drewski two times live.
Hey, what are you
saying? Hey, that's you say Avatar? Who said Avatar?
Should I just
he used to call himself
Lil Mars.
Oh, Lil
Mars. Yeah, he always like seen you about chopping noobs and shit.
Hey,
what happened to
Lil
Mars?
Can I put it on there?
Yeah.
Can I put it on
how'd you spell it?
I.
Ripstick?
What is a
ripstick?
It's like a skateboard,
yeah,
but
you
like
two wheels. It's got two wheels, and you gotta rip the motherfucker.
She doesn't know how to ride one.
That's
she was ripping it, but then it ripped her.
But hey, I mean, you're on
some. Hey, fuck it, yo.
Can I go spin this outside?
But that's funny as fuck. So how did you fall?
That's staying.
Hard. Hard. Hard, bro.
Yeah. Hard, bro.
Let me tell you, they put me in the split. Send me to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that sucks. How long you been in that cast?
Now I go find my ass.
A day.
Oh, 24 hours.
22 hours. Oh, man. No, she tried to tough it out, but she had a bad attitude on the couch. I was like, "What's up, man? You look angry."
So sad.
She looked.
My elbow's broken.
Damn.
I was
get
out for hours. At that point. I was like,
so which part of the arm?
She's like, "Is it even really broken, or am I just?"
Is it the elbow? Like, is it the this part? The elbow.
Body like,
no.
Shots.
No.
No.
Not my elbow.
It's my elbow.
I'm sure you'll make a swift recovery. Yeah. Just go to the gym and
you guys don't even know what it's like. You know what I
was like? Can look up to me and say,
who's taking the next step?
How tall is he?
Me?
Like,
how about we go hang out by the fire, bro, and quit this podcast? Yeah. Let's go fuck around by the fire.
To the fire.
Does anybody else have anything else to talk about, or what? You guys want to talk about
this? Podcast Oviter.
Yeah, we're out. Hey, we're out.
We
out.
We out. That was a long podcast.
Hey, say bye. Say bye.
Wait, I'm staying in here, and I'm going.
Say bye.
Hey, we're out of here, though. We're going to fire.
Everybody say goodbye. We're going down by the fire.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Thank God, that's all I need.
Everybody, one, two, three, fuck you, we're out. We gotta leave with Ben, yeah. Hey, one, two, three, fuck you, we out.
That's all I got.